Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program will try to answer the question, why orchestrate art songs? The very definition of the art song is poetry set to music for voice and piano. Well, the best way to answer such a question is by example. First, a Richard Strauss song in its original piano-accompanied version, followed by his own orchestration. We'll hear Vinterweihe, or Winter Dedication, in which the poetry speaks of the chance the darker days give us to reflect, and, as the poet writes, confess to one another what fills us with inner light.
Oh,
The performance of Winterfeier, or Winter Dedication by Strauss, was recorded by Margaret Price with pianist Wolfgang Sawallisch in 1987. The orchestration by Strauss himself was heard in Elisabeth Schwarzkopf's classic 1969 recording with the London Symphony Orchestra conducted by George Zell. Both are beautiful, but which does the greatest service to the poetry and its meaning? By 1918, when Strauss orchestrated the song, his wife had stopped singing, so it wasn't a vehicle for her. We know that Strauss was very fond of money, and there may have been a pecuniary interest, but also he may have just found it as beautiful as the original. Did you? The next example is one of the songs of Les Nuits d'été of Berlioz, which he wrote originally with piano and then much later orchestrated in the version we usually hear. Let's hear Absence. Absence.
Thank you.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're trying to figure out if there's a reason to gild the lily. That is, why orchestrate the piano art song? We just heard the original, Absence, with Janis Taylor and Dalton Baldwin, followed by Susan Graham and the orchestra of the Royal Opera House, conducted by John Nelson. In this case, the piano-accompanied song is rarely heard. Which did you prefer? Was there something gained in his admittedly expert orchestration? The following example by Hugo Wolf is a different question. He wasn't a famous orchestrator like Strauss or Berlioz. Wolf had ambitions of writing operas, but he wasn't successful. What do you think about his orchestration of Schlafendes Jesuskind, the gentle description of the peaceful sleep of Jesus in spite of the tree growing in the background on which he'll be crucified?
Thank you.
We just heard Hugo Wolf's own orchestration of his Schlafendes Jesuskind, Sleeping Jesus Child, with Mitsuko Shirai and the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conducted by David Schalem. The original was a live performance by Wolfgang Holzmeier with Imogen Cooper. Was it more intimate with the piano? Or was there almost a cushion-like effect with the quiet orchestration? On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, that's our quest. In the next example, I'll reverse the procedure and we'll first hear the orchestrated version of Alban Berg's Nacht, or Night. Clouds loom over the valley at night, but now all is unveiled. Drink in the solitude. Take heed.
Thank you.
Alban Berg is justly famous for the orchestrations of his operas, and so it seems that he should be successful in that orchestrated version of his early song, Nacht, or Night, with Jesse Norman and the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pierre Boulez. The original piano art song was sung by Margaret Marshall with Jeffrey Parsons. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to make a judgment as to which you prefer, the original piano art song or its orchestrated version. Let's hear that juxtaposition in the Shostakovich Michelangelo-inspired Song on Love.
thy skin olive soru, желанная предстала красота, или то моя творящая мечта, случайный лик взяла себе.
Two versions of the Michelangelo poem on love, both sung by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. The original with Aribert Reimann, pianist. The second was with Vladimir Ashkenazy, conducting the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin. The opening treble tune sounds more distinctive to me in the piano. What did you think? The 20th century composer Max Reger orchestrated Schubert songs. Was he successful?
Vollbracht.
Tränen, die ein falscher Freund verließ, und die blinde Welt verstieß.
Bryn Terfel with Malcolm Martineau performed Schubert's Litany, which is also our theme song. Then we heard Reger's orchestration with Dietrich Henschel and the Stuttgart Chamber Orchestra conducted by Dennis Russell Davies. This has been Singing and Other Sins, and a chance for you to hear both original and orchestrated versions of art songs. Did you end up with a preference? Neither did I. Sometimes I like the original and other times the orchestration worked. We're lucky to have both. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.